Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when there's a great riddle that has been posed over at Yahoo. The riddle? Why is it that Portland, famous as America's whitest big city, has become the unlikely hub of Black Lives Matter? Actually, answering that question honestly, I think would help to explain a lot of what is going on in this country regarding race. And speaking of the divisions in our country, there was an attempt to collect some testimony in Congress, in the U.S. Senate, by a subcommittee of the Senate Judiciary Committee, headed by Ted Cruz. And he was taking a look at Antifa. And you'll be surprised to hear of what the Democratic reaction has been to Antifa. Antifa standing for anti-fascist. That is the thugs, and they are thugs, and violent criminals, and they are violent criminals, who have been responsible for a great deal of the appalling destruction in Portland, in Seattle, and across the country. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. But here is a great victory for the forces of political correctness. And deserves a special award, Jeremy. I think this deserves a golden turkey award.
Bigger than the Academy Awards.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God.
Groovier than the Grammys.
I would like to thank my wonderful agent.
And more powerful than the People's Choice.
I would like to share this with every single senator.
Now, it's time for another Golden Turkey Award nomination.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you so much!
Okay, this is a great story from an intern at Washington Free Beacon. But it checks out. It's a verified story. It's real. It's like a parody, but it's real. A film center in Portland canceled its screening of a Kindergarten Cop. That's, of course, an Arnold Schwarzenegger smash hit. After a local author complained about the movie's portrayal of police in schools and compared it to The Birth of a Nation. That, of course, is the famous D.W. Griffith 1915 film about the birth of the Ku Klux Klan. Now, I may be one of the very few people listening to this show who has seen Kindergarten Cop more than once, and I've seen Birth of a Nation many times. And not because I love Birth of a Nation. I loathe Birth of a Nation. I loathe everything it stands for, its distortion of history, its romanticization of the Confederacy and the Ku Klux Klan, its use of actors in blackface, yes, to play black people. How is Kindergarten Cop similar to Birth of a Nation? Okay, well, is this something to do with Schwarzenegger's German accent, actually? No German accents in Birth of a Nation. It's a silent film. So, okay. Just so that you know, for those of you who don't recall, Kindergarten Cop was made in 1990. And it's an Ivan Reitman comedy. And Schwarzenegger plays a police detective who is forced to go undercover at a kindergarten because they're afraid of a crime boss, a drug dealer, who, by the way, is not black in the movie. He's played by a guy who's had real life crime problems since that movie, named Richard Tyson. In any event, Schwarzenegger acts as a kindergarten teacher and actually uses some of his police lessons to take charge and to become an outstanding kindergarten teacher while he's there protecting the child and the ex-wife of this suspected drug kingpin. And the movie sounds a little bit like this. It's of Arnold Schwarzenegger playing Kimball. That's the name of his character, who sees that the kids in his kindergarten class are running wild. And he has a unique police-based way of taking charge of the situation. Listen.
Aren't you going to break it up?
No, two more days of this, and you'll quit.
Shut up! No, don't start this. Oh, no.
Okay, that's part of the humor. You can just see it's just like Birth of a Nation. Okay, this story needs to be unpacked a little bit. The Northwest Film Center is an organization supporting local filmmakers. It had planned to show Kindergarten Cop as the first movie in its summertime drive-in movie series. Get that, drive-in movies, social distancing. Until an author named Lois Levine said a movie showing cops in schools wasn't entertaining. Okay, by the way, they wanted to show a Kindergarten Cop because it was filmed in Oregon. It was filmed in Astoria, Oregon, which is right at the mouth of a Columbia River. Beautiful town, by the way. Really beautiful town. And a great place to visit when the pandemic is over. In any event, Lois Levine wrote in, "There's nothing entertaining about the presence of police in schools. 5- and 6-year-olds are handcuffed and hauled off to jail routinely in this country." Is that true? I don't believe it's true. I don't think we regularly handcuff and jail 5- and 6-year-olds. "And this criminalizing of children," she writes, "increases dramatically when cops are assigned to work in schools." Oh, heavens. Levine said the 1990 action comedy film was not family appropriate because, quote, "it romanticizes over-policing." Yes, Kindergarten Cop is only a movie, she wrote. "So are Birth of a Nation and Gone with the Wind, but we recognize films like those are not good family fun," Levine tweeted. "They are relics of how pop culture feeds racist assumptions. Kindergarten Cop romanticizes over-policing in the U.S. Again, they're not racist, race-coded bad guys in Kindergarten Cop. Actually, Kindergarten Cop, I think, is perhaps the greatest dramatic performance of Schwarzenegger's career. Okay, that's a low bar, I will admit.
Shut up!
He is not most versatile or accomplished thespians out there. But he's awfully funny in this movie. It's really a lot of laughs. The Film Center originally chose to screen Kindergarten Cop to celebrate the state's filmmaking history and the 30th anniversary of the movie's release. In the film, they point out, Schwarzenegger portrays a police officer who goes undercover as a kindergarten teacher to nab a drug dealer. It's actually to protect the drug dealer's family. In response to Levine's criticisms, Northwest Film Center said they would show a very different film that had nothing to do with Oregon. Nothing to do with Oregon. They're showing John Lewis, Good Trouble, to honor the former congressman and civil rights activist who died in July. And, I mean, really? Really? No, I don't think they could do Training Day, and I don't think they could. No, that's not going to work. But, look, John Lewis deserves every tribute. He deserves every credit. But somehow I'm not sure this would be as much family fun to watch at a drive-in as Kindergarten Cop. So why is Portland the center for Black Lives Matter activists? We'll get to that coming up on The MedVet Show.
There's a time where someone from the outside has to step in and take control.
Michael Medved.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From politics to pop culture,
pure energy,
and from coast to coast, your cultural crusader.
Pure energy.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Okay, there's at least one question that I got answered by reading this long article about Portland and Black Lives Matter. The question I got answered is why it is demonstrators wanted to destroy a beautiful statue of an elk that had greeted visitors to downtown Portland in front of a fountain for 125 years. It's an elk. It is not a racial stereotype. It is not an animal stereotype. It's a very realistic, beautiful elk. And no longer, because the statue got torn down and smashed up. Why? Are they opposed to graven images? They're religious? But no. Stay with me. You'll find out. I found out from reading this article. In Yahoo, they have often called the whitest U.S. big city. More than 70% of the population is non-Latino white. Portland has transformed into a national center for a movement. It's actually a bowel movement that might seem more at home in Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, or another more diverse locale. Black Lives Matter has become a ubiquitous rallying cry in a city where only about 6% of the population is black. Good public schools, progressive politics. Portland is an urban space for people who love the outdoors. Oregon was a leader in the decriminalization of marijuana. Yippee! So why a center for Black Lives Matter? Many say the idealized image of Portland blots out an ugly legacy of intolerance and antipathy toward black people and ignores serious problems such as homelessness and drug use. Okay, I'll take answers if you want to call. Can anyone name a city, any city, that does not have an ugly legacy of intolerance and antipathy toward black people? It is, as Condoleezza Rice said, a birth defect of the United States. And yes, it persisted long after slavery. But to say that this is unique to Portland, oh yeah, Portland, there's a real antipathy to black people. As opposed to what? What city? Though Oregon experienced an influx of black workers during World War II, so did Seattle, so did most places around the country, Oregon was the Pacific state that received the fewest number of black transplants during the 20th century's great migration from the South. So said Ethan Johnson, who was an associate professor of black history, black studies, at Portland State's university. While this is a progressive city, said Professor Johnson, the other side of the coin is there is a hidden picture of black people who are suffering, citing high rates of high school dropouts, homicides, incarceration, and poverty among black residents. Okay, one of the things that has happened in America, and nobody knows this, it bothers me. Okay, I really know this, and I'll tell you why. I got into a tremendous argument on air with Pat Buchanan once upon a time, because I took him to task. Because he wrote a book where he said the majority of black people are high school dropouts. And I said, that is simply not true. That is a slander. That has been changed. And by the way, you can look up the statistics. One of the big triumphs in reforming America has been during the last 20 years, the black and white high school completion rates have just about equalized. Just about equalized. Now, white people are still more likely to finish college. But in terms of finishing high school, now, is he saying that Portland has a worse high school dropout rate than Detroit? Gentrification, urban renewal, there it goes. Flooding and other factors have dispersed a black population that was small to begin with. Portland has no distinctive black neighborhood. I thought the goal was integration. You should have do you want a distinctive black neighborhood, or do you want black people, 6% of the population, living next door and across the street from white people, which is, I thought, what we wanted. To this day, some black residents speak of a kind of subtle racism, a sense of condescension. People in the South tell you to your face that you just don't belong here, said Anita Randolph, a black neuroscientist at Oregon Health and Science University. She previously resided in Atlanta, a majority black city. She was told in Atlanta, you don't belong here, home of Dr. King. But in Portland, it's not like that. They don't tell you don't belong here. It's manipulative. There's a white savior attitude. She lives an oppressed life as a neuroscientist at Oregon Health Science University. The J-19, a black woman who said she had participated in 50 nights of protests, did a lot of good, but did not want her surname used so as not to alienate her white colleagues, said she's a native of Mississippi. She said she's never been called the N-word until she moved to Portland 2 years ago. They don't have gun racks and Confederate flags here, but it's still racism. Okay, are they saying that racism is worse in Portland than in Mississippi? Protesters have directed their ire not only at the federal courthouse, which became a proxy for President Trump after he ignored local public officials and ordered deployment of the camouflage-clad federal agents. Earlier, demonstrators targeted a seemingly benign statue of a stately elk, here you go, that stood in a downtown park for more than 125 years, actually. The sculpture went from being a source of civic pride to a hateful symbol of colonialism and dispossession. Okay, here's why. Stolen land! Stolen land! Was one of the protesters' chants as they tore down the statue of the elk, referring to territory taken from the region's original indigenous inhabitants. Give it back! Give it back! Okay, how is an elk a symbol of colonialism? You don't think that this is stupid and crazy? They're interviewing one of the demonstrators who says Portland is really, it's a racist city. It's a horrible, guilty city. He then put on his gas mask anew and lunged back into the bedlam of the courthouse, shield out front. Other allies used leaf blowers to dispense the tear gas. Despite Portland's progressive image, not everybody supports the nightly spectacle. On a recent afternoon, many motorists flashed thumbs-up signs to police who were clearing a homeless encampment from a park directly in front of the courthouse. What they really are saying here is that Portland is a demonstration of why progressivism, why political correctness does absolutely nothing to advance the cause of justice, decency, peace, or community. It does the opposite. And trashing elk statues in the meantime. We'll be right back. 1-800-955-1776.
Receive 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store by becoming a MedHead member. Join now at michaelmedvid.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Republican-led Senate Judiciary Committee is hearing from former Acting Attorney General Sally Yates regarding the origins of the Russia investigation. Yates telling Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham she would not have signed off on spying on Carter Page if she knew what she knows now.
If I had known that it contained incorrect information, I certainly wouldn't have signed.
Thank you. And do you agree with me it did contain incorrect information?
I know that now based on the Horowitz report.
That's all I'm trying to say.
White House advisor Larry Kudlow says the United States economy wouldn't be able to take the enormous human cost of another hard coronavirus lockdown. Kudlow saying schools and businesses can safely reopen by strictly following coronavirus guidelines like distancing and masking and hygiene. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Michael Medved.
You're unbelievable.
And I do believe that this piece, long piece in Yahoo about why Portland, the whitest big city, is an unlikely hub of Black Lives Matter. The reason it's a hub of Black Lives Matter is it's filled with white people, and it's white people who are doing the violence, by and large. It is white people, radicals, people like Antifa, but not just them, who are doing the property destruction, who are going crazy and acting irresponsibly, and calling for the dismantling of police. When you actually talk about black people and you look at the polling and you look at this big new article in the New York Times, there are very, very few black people in the country, less than 1 out of 5, who want less police presence in their neighborhoods. That is true. It makes no sense. It's pathetic and it's wrong and it's wrong-headed and it's racist and it's just a toxic idea. They conclude this article with stories about, despite Portland's progressive image, not everybody supports the nightly spectacle. It's a nightly disgrace. On a recent afternoon, many motorists flashed thumbs-up signals to police who were clearing out a homeless encampment from a park directly in front of the courthouse. Across the street, a group of counter-demonstrators held up signs declaring support to police and cheered every time officers passed by with arrested protesters in custody. Everyone wants to be a victim now, said Shelley Fenner, a pro-police demonstrator, 51. I think a lot of them are indoctrinated politically and educationally. They want us to feel guilty about something that happened to black people's ancestors. That's not our fault. As she spoke, two police officers walked by with a handcuffed young white woman who wore a Black Lives Matter halter top. The arrestee yelled at the pro-police activists, "Jesus doesn't love you!" Lovely. I don't think Portland has had a moment like this before, said Damien Thayer, 44, a black health professional who lived in Portland for 12 years. before returning last month to his native Minnesota, where things are going beautifully. Look at some of the pictures of the devastation of whole neighborhoods, whole blocks and blocks of buildings just wiped out in Minnesota. This is something different. My only hope is it makes for real change. Okay, in that regard, there's no real change possible in reducing crime, which is a tremendous blight on the black community. And here's a number, and again, we got this from the Bureau of Justice Statistics, which everybody agrees kind of does a pretty good job at actually recording the number of crimes. Black people are 13 times more likely to be the victims of homicide than white people. 13 times. Less than 0.02% of those deaths involve encounters with police. It's basically all civilians. So in other words, the smug statistic that people use again and again and again, oh, black men are 2.5 times more likely to be killed by police per capita than white people. Okay, 13 times more likely to be murdered. That is a vastly, vastly more serious problem. And then there's this problem. This is a wonderful email that was sent to me, and I want to share it with you. It's from someone living in the Seattle area. I don't want to tell you precisely when because of the nature of the email. But it's from Ryan. And yes, that's the name. It says, "Hi, Mr. Medved. My name is Ryan. And this weekend, my girlfriend, soon to be my wife, and I went to a Defend the Police rally in Seattle over the weekend." Well, bless you for that, Ryan. Jamie, my girlfriend, took a video of one of the speakers singing God Bless America. And then when we got home, she proceeded to post that video with the caption, "Thank you, Seattle Police Department, for all that you do." A beautiful thing to post. Good for you. This led her mother to actually disown us. She called us both racists and pieces of garbage and many other horrible names, as well as fire Jamie from the family preschool business and told us we are no longer a part of the family and not welcome ever again. I know it's not uncommon for leftists to disown their children over this kind of political difference. The reason I'm contacting you is that when we met, Jamie was a typical Seattle-bred leftist, and over the last 2 years, she's come to the Republican side, and now it has cost her family. You are the single largest reason she started to open her mind to a different point of view. We listen to you daily, and it would mean the world for you to mention her name and this story somehow. Well, I'm mentioning it, and the story's illuminating, and it's important, and it's incredibly sad. And Jamie, God bless you for your courage and clear thinking. How can anyone believe that it is racist to show someone singing God Bless America, written, by the way, by an immigrant kid named Irving Berlin, that it's racist to show someone singing God Bless America and then to post on a thank you to the Seattle police for all that they do? Do you know, I mean, anyone who has been to downtown Seattle recently, and I've only made one trip there really in the last month, and it's appalling. It's just so sad what is happening to a city that should be and used to be beautiful. And the only hope for some kind of recovery is keeping the police department strong. Now, finally, the mayor, Jenny Durkan, who is no right winger, she's an extreme leftist, and she is Seattle's politically correct lesbian mayor. And oh, I know she's white. That's her problem. Well, we have a black female police chief who basically has gotten national headlines because she spoke out to the city council about these creeps these losers and thugs going out to her home in Snohomish County, that's where she lives, and threatening her and bothering her because she's trying to do her job as police chief. Now, look, when I mentioned Mayor Durkan, at least Mayor Durkan has indicated that she does not believe in laying off 100 police officers right now, at this moment of rising crime, at this moment of chaos, where, for goodness sake, do you want businesses to leave Seattle? Do you want people to give up on the city because the city council is crazy? And crazy is not too strong a word. Because what happens if in the middle of a nationwide crime wave, you have a lot of policemen who are being laid off because they're cutting the funding for police officers? He says, Jamie is very hurt. And this is becoming all too common among leftists. I feel like some light should be shed on these kinds of intolerant acts from the other side of the aisle. Absolutely right. And Ryan, you are so solid and so right about this. The notion that a disagreement about the number of police officers in Seattle is an occasion for reading someone out of the family, chasing her out of the family business, because of supporting the idea of God bless America and thank you to the police, that is outrageous. Ryan, appreciate your email. We will be right back. Keep the faith, buddy.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on The Michael Medved Show.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com. Right now, at this moment of crisis, a lot of people have a lot more on their minds than just normal aches and pains. But I'll tell you why dealing with those normal aches and pains is so important. Because one of the things you need to do to strengthen yourself, to help face all of the challenges that are out there, is regular exercise. And if you're hurting, if your legs or your feet or your arms are hurting, you can't do it. Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call them directly, 800-500-8384. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. That's michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner or call 800-500-8384.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Michael Medved Show. They are talking a little bit about the extremes of a left-wing intolerance, anger, rage, even associated with people who express even mild support for the police. And frankly, there's nothing that is extreme about posting an image of somebody singing God Bless America at a support the police rally while saying thank you, SPD, Seattle Police Department, for all that you do. Let's go to your calls to David in Seattle. David, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hey, Michael, I think this gets boiled down to it is all PDF that a lot of people in this country believe Trump is illegitimate president. Russia's interference, Ukraine gate and the impeachment, and he was supposed to be gone years ago, and he's still there. And so I think the left is maybe running out of time. They're seeing the finish line, and they're trying to reach it, and they're going to do whatever they can, or if not do anything they can, they will turn the other way while cities burn down, hoping that'll hurt Trump. But I think every day this is shown, it's just more and more likely Trump will be elected. And I guess my question for you is, with all the craziness going on and the importance of the judicial nominations, how come you haven't supported Trump yet in his reelection?
Because I don't think it's that simple. In other words, first of all, I don't agree with you. I don't think that most of these people who are out there demonstrating and tearing things down are Biden supporters. In fact, I think they will be right back doing the same thing if Biden becomes president. And by the way, and Governor Kate Brown of Oregon has actually kept her promise. I mean, when she reached that agreement with Mike Pence, which I think was a good agreement, and that was a good thing to do, to pull back on some of the federal forces from ICE and let the state police take over. Apparently, things have calmed down in Portland considerably with the state police in charge. I think that's a good thing. I don't think it's a good thing if the country is going crazy. Are there some people who are completely insane about what they believe about President Trump? Absolutely there are. And it's also insane to believe that basically all of this trouble started with President Trump. And one of the things about the Black Lives Matter movement is that their target isn't Donald Trump. Their target, and I actually think they appreciate Trump being as outspoken as he does because he helps them. And the Black Lives Matter movement wants to indict everything about America. The whole problem with the 1619 Project is that it goes after our entire national history, not one particular president. But there are people who are so partisan and so extreme, even in the political process. Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley from Massachusetts, a member of the Squad, posted a video in which she defended the Antifa extremists who have been directly known for committing violence and vandalism. Listen.
As we have seen with movements, they will try to co-opt it and undermine it and sanitize it and whitewash it. But the Black Lives Matter activists that are today called Antifa were in the 1960s being called communists, okay? They were just as disruptive and agitating the status quo and just as impatient.
Okay, she obviously was not alive in the 1950s or the 1960s, and she knows nothing about her history if she says that. Because what was characteristic in the civil rights movement was its nonviolence and the emphasis on nonviolence. The organization that John Lewis, may he rest in peace and his memory be a blessing, John Lewis headed the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. It was called SNCC, S-N-C-C. And the idea of violence was anathema to Dr. King. In Memphis, in the last week of his life, he had done a protest march where there were people at the bottom edge of the protest march who used the protest march down downtown Memphis to break some windows and do some looting. And Dr. King condemned them, literally just days before he died. And fortunately, they had another march that went much more peacefully. But the idea that you can't condemn Antifa... Ted Cruz actually has been very outspoken about this, and I think he's basically right. He was on Fox News and talking about the state of the Democratic Party, which is willing to accept the extremes of Antifa. This is cut three, Jeremy.
The hateful rhetoric on the Democratic side, and they've really unleashed the crazies in their party, and most of the party is really held captive to the extreme angry voices, whether it's Antifa, whether it is AOC or Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren. And you see them denying reality. You also see them using rhetoric, I mean, calling federal police officers stormtroopers like Nancy Pelosi did, or Gestapo, as Clyburn did. I mean, calling cops are not Nazis, and it is grotesque. It is offensive.
It is offensive, and it's dangerous. Cruz chaired a hearing on Antifa yesterday. Here's a collage of some of what he talked about. Listen.
Denying fair protection of law enforcement is a civil rights violation. Those rioters aren't concerned about racial justice. Indeed, they're willing to make a mockery of the peaceful protest to advance their violent objectives. More and more, we're seeing signs that a significant portion of this violence, of this rioting, is not random, it's not spontaneous. Rather, it is coordinated and inspired by leftist anarchist groups, groups like Antifa. We're seeing too many local officials, mayors and governors, who've made a cynical decision that it's in their partisan interest to turn a blind eye to this violence. I would also note that the ranking member said nobody is condoning the violence and rioting, and yet nowhere in the opening remarks was even one word condemning it.
Okay, and that led Mazie Hirono, the senator from Hawaii, to storm out of the hearing. Listen.
Now there are all these attacks about Black Lives Matter and what they're saying. I mean, how many of us even think that defunding police departments is should be taken literally? I mean, I certainly don't. So, you know, we have this pesky thing called freedom of speech. And I'd say that the people who support Black Lives Matter, and if they're calling for various boycotts and all that, that's called freedom and all that. That's freedom of speech, and that's what this hearing title is, protecting speech. So all I can say is, look, we should all join hands and denouncing and whatever words you want to use. about violent extremism of all stripes, and I think we can all agree on that. So to constantly accuse Democrats of not caring about that is really, I can only say that you aren't listening. So I hope this is the end of this hearing, Mr. Chairman, and that we don't have to listen to any more of your rhetorical speeches. Thank you very much. I'm leaving.
Okay, and then
well,
she
I appreciate
walked
the
out.
Uplifting words of Senator Hirono. And I would also note that throughout her remarks, she still did not say a negative word about Antifa, nor has any Democrat here. They instead engage in a political game where they depend. You're welcome to say something negative about Antifa right now.
I think that I've covered the subject quite well.
Okay. She declined to speak, so that is the position of the Democratic Party.
Okay, the position being we condemn violence, but not to condemn that specific organization, which is an organization that is proud of the violence and proud of the property destruction and proud of beheading the statues. I was just writing something about the statue of Hans Christian Hegg, really a great unsung American hero. And they decapitated his statue at the Wisconsin State Capitol. Hans Christian Hegg was an immigrant from Norway. He came over at 11 years old. He became a great American patriot who devoted his life to the anti-slavery cause, risked his life to help runaway slaves get away to freedom. He lived in Wisconsin when the war broke out, the Civil War. He organized the 15th Wisconsin Volunteer Regiment, known as the Scandinavian Regiment. He put out a call for brave Norsemen with a true Viking spirit. He fought with that regiment until he was killed in action at age 33. That's a statue they destroyed. An American hero. I mean, really, what's wrong with these people? Can they learn a little bit about our glorious past, our noble, flawed, but noble past of this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's three times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863 or visit them online at ccrane.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.